everything that rocks.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Boy, we're starting off high, man. I don't know if we can keep this level going.
Friday morning, you go from Mr. Rule to
Mr. Astley.
Yeah.
Well, I'll try and keep this upbeatness going. But anyway, it's 6:33, and let's get to it. It's time for your rock news in rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
All right. I feel like I'm beating you guys over the head with it, but it's another day and another AC/DC story. AC/DC kicked off Rocktober yesterday, teasing a new song, Shot in the Dark. They posted it on all their socials. Brian Johnson is back on lead vocals. Also back, Phil Rudd on drums, Cliff Williams on bass, and, of course, Angus Young on lead guitar. So, really, it is the closest incarnation of the band. The only difference is they have Stevie Young because, you know, we tragically lost Malcolm Young to dementia, I believe, now 4 years ago.
How's Mr. Johnson's ears?
Hopefully they're better. I'm sure the money he's got, they've probably put a lot into making sure his ears stay safe and everything like that. As expected, they...
What if you went to an AC/DC concert and they're like, all right, it's going to be, it was like half as loud.
It's like a coffee shop. It's like, what is happening?
We got to do it for Brian. You know, his ears are, you know,
I let it happen. It doesn't matter to me. Yep. It doesn't matter to me. but actually we do have a clip of it. So here is just a little tease of the new AC/DC track that will hopefully be getting the whole thing soon. That gave me goosebumps, man. I love that band so much. I'm sitting here just bobbing. Like, any song that, it's a clip. And if it just makes you bob your head, you just know it's going to be, I love AC/DC.
You know what it sounded like? A lot like For Those About to Rock.
For Those About to Rock, it also had a very big rock or bust feel to it. You know, Obviously, AC/DC, they've never shied away from the fact that they have a very strong blues background. And you can hear that in the riffs, just the timing and everything. Mm-hmm. Of course, hearing Johnson back on there,
that's fantastic.
I'm so excited, man. There is a lot of great music out there, but I have not been this excited about new rock coming out in a long time. So, new AC/DC, a little tease for you, if you will. So, all right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, 1951, Gordon Sumner. You better know him as Sting, was born in Wallsend, England. I wish I could just have, I know I just usually go by Brock, you know, but it's there.
Make up your own name.
But yeah, have your own name or be like the artist formerly known as Brock. What about that?
Instead of Sting, you would be Stink.
Stink? You know what? You son of a bitch. Wait, did you say Stink? No, Stink. My name is Stink.
Oh. Nice smell.
That's a good name. Anyway. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.